Hello?
Hello there. Am I speaking with Marcin?
Speaking.
Thank you, sir. My name is Oscar. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Elliott Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problem facing our nation and local communities. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
About 25 years.
25 years, okay. Let me
yeah.
see, 11 to 25, thank you. And what is your branch of the trade? Are you a cementer, mason, a stone mason, bricklayer, marble finisher? Bricklayer, thank you.
I'm bricklayer.
Yes, sir. On the last job that you work on, were you an improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journeyman, or level mechanic, or a foreman?
Foreman.
Foreman. Thank you, sir. Yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes, I am.
Yes, thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft?
A couple weeks.
Okay, one to four weeks? Okay.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, thank you so much. Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
No. Okay. Moving on then. Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
No. All right. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Probably the same.
Same? Okay, thank you. And do you get the sense that are more union construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I would say the same.
Same, okay. Moving on, thank you. Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on union projects in your community?
In my trade, I would say no. I mean,
no.
It's trend there is not enough trend apprentices.
Okay, not enough union craft workers. Okay, very well.
And
yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you work in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union in any of them?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
No, thank you. Thinking about the last job...
Never,
okay. Thinking about the last job on which you work, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, through the federal government, privately, or do you not know?
I don't know.
Don't know. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be less unemployment than now? About the same or more unemployment than now?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to go with don't know or about the same or the same?
I don't know.
Don't know. Very well. I just want to make sure that's your answer. Now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Probably the same.
Might
get a little bit better. Might get a little bit better. Yeah.
Okay. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site. Which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Would you be concerned about unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust and air quality, or you have no real safety concerns?
I don't have anything like, you know.
No real safety concerns?
Yeah, there is many, but I don't have any, like, you know, like something very unusual,
okay.
You know.
Well, so none of the ones I mentioned are you most concerned about. Is that correct? No safety concerns.
Yeah.
Very well. Yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
And did you attend it in person or online?
In person.
In person. Thank you, sir. For each of the following, please tell me if you had participated in the activity in the past 12 months, like picketing. Have you participated in that activity in the last 12 months? Yes or no?
No.
Political canvassing.
No.
And union organizing?
No.
No, thank you. Moving on quickly. In the past 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
Occasionally, thank you. Changing subjects to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you're least likely to get your news from. Cable news, local TV news programming, the internet or social media, radio, print or online newspaper, friends or neighbors. Which one is your favorite news source, the one you use the most of the ones I mentioned?
TV and social media.
Is that TV cable news or local TV news programming?
Cable,
okay. And after cable, do you use local news TVs or the internet or radio, or print, online, or friends and neighbors? Which one comes after the cable news that you more often use?
Radio.
Radio, okay. And below radio, could it be local TV news, the internet, newspapers, or friends?
Internet.
Excuse me?
Internet.
Internet, very well. Yes, I just need to classify them in order. After the internet is local TV news, newspapers, or friends and family that you rely the most on.
Excuse me?
After the internet, which other news source is the one you use after the internet? Local TV news, newspapers, online or print, or friends and neighbors?
Friends.
Friends and neighbors, okay. And just one more of this. Do you use more local TV news programming or print newspapers, or, you know, newspapers, print or online? Which one do you use
online.
The most?
Online.
Okay, then in that case, the last one would be local TV news, the list that you get your news from. Very well. Moving on. So we're almost done. Which cable network is your preferred news source? MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, or another channel?
I mean, I like to run to all of them because none of them are... Either one is like, you know, they leaning towards one party. I don't like that.
All right. So, but the one that you watch the most, which one might be? The one that you watch more often?
Like I said, I'm not leaning towards anything.
All right. In that case, very well. Sure. Let's move on. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Healthcare, support for labor unions, immigration, education, jobs, and the economy, the environment, foreign policy, or something else? Let me repeat them. Which one is the most important issue to you? Jobs and the economy, healthcare, environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, or something else?
Economy.
The jobs and the economy, very well.
Yeah.
As you may know, the BAC supports the application of the Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No, not at all. Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers working on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Let me get back into the car because I'm on a gas station.
Excuse me? Let me repeat the question. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures the payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say this is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
It's very important.
Very important. Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Republican.
Republicans, okay, moving on. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding paid and working conditions. Which side do you support more in these disputes, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis? Who do you support more?
I don't have an opinion.
Don't know. Okay, very well. Moving on. Please indicate if you approve, you disapprove, or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you approve or disapprove or approve the job Joe Biden has done on his job as president overall? Do you approve or disapprove?
You know what? I thought it's going to be short. I got to go somewhere.
Yes, almost.